So, folks, it's an understatement to say. It's an understatement to say that we've heard a lot about Dominion voting systems throughout the election. That has been one of the most maligned companies, I believe, in the United States of America. Maligned by evil-doing Republicans just hell-bent on trying to overturn the election. And I've gone on at length about this, and I won't go through it again, that they've done nothing wrong. And today, there's an article that was out there in Axios, and Dominion Voting Systems is fighting back big time. The article goes on to say that Dominion Voting Systems sues Newsmax, One America News Network, and Patrick Byrne. Dominion Voting Systems today sued conservative media networks, Newsmax and One America News Network, as well as businessman Patrick Byrne, who was affiliated with Overstock.com, alleging they defamed the company. In the three lawsuits, Dominion is seeking more than $1.6 billion in damages, citing lost profit and other cost, according to the Wall Street Journal. The other side of the story says that Newsmax stood by its reporting, saying in an email statement, while Newsmax has not reviewed the Dominion filing in its coverage of the 2020 presidential elections, Newsmax simply reported on allegations made by well-known public figures, including the president, his advisors, and members of Congress. The problem that they have, folks, is you don't have to roll back much tape. You can pick any date, just about, and you can hear one of their anchors going on at length about Dominion and literally defaming the company with outrageous claims. Remember, I mean, the ties to Hugo Chavez, and we've just recently heard, you know, preposterous claims of Wi-Fi thermostats that were Chinese made. Somehow we're linking into the Dominion machines. And I mean, it's just endless. Sidney Powell, you know, the Kraken. I mean, it's endless. And I don't blame them for fighting back, folks. But that's the problem that these news agencies all face, is that there's unlimited amounts of tape of their own people defaming Dominion voting services and going along with what their interviewers, you know, if they were interviewing Rudy Giuliani or whatnot, they're going along with it. Lou Dobbs was famous for it. Yeah, they let him go, but the fact is, he did what he did. And this company, I don't blame them for doing this. I mean, they've been tremendously defamed throughout this whole process. And let's face it, if you're a company that's selling voting equipment, your reputation is your hallmark. I mean, this is just, I mean, it's the way it is. You can't go out there and defame a company trying to overturn an election and not expect that company to get royally ticked off about it. And I think that at some point there is going to be a huge settlement that Dominion is going to be able to claim in this and walk away from, and they should. Folks, they should. So when you look at Dominion's webpage, I'm just going to bring that up real quick. When you look at their webpage right here, and you can go to DominionVoting.com, I think it is, their main webpage. It says Dominion is a private company that provides voting systems in 28 states, including red and blue jurisdictions. The key thing here, and I've gone on about this, all Dominion voting systems are capable of producing paper records and are 100% auditable with testing, reviews, audits, and recounts subject to oversight and verification by all political parties. So they're right to go out here, folks, and go for that money. And they're actually suing. At the bottom of this, it says the voting machine company has also filed a lawsuit against Rudy Giuliani, seeking $1.3 billion in damages for his demonstrably false allegations about the company's voting machines. And Rudy's all bent out of shape because evidently Donald Trump isn't really helping financially, you know, with his Save America PAC. He's not willing to save Rudy. Big problem. But there was a nugget that came out of this today, folks. A nugget that dropped out of this lawsuit that I just have to share with you here. It says, and this is coming from Business Insider, Dominion says OAN's expert mathematician who claimed to prove election fraud had a job setting up swing sets? Good Lord. The article says the right-wing media organization One America News Network presented a Long Island swing set installer as an expert mathematician who claimed to uncover evidence that the 2020 election was rigged. A new lawsuit filed by Dominion Voting Systems today says OAN's Christina Bob interviewed the man. His name is Ed Solomon on January 27th in a segment about the 2020 election, which President Joe Biden had won nearly 3 months earlier. In the interview, Solomon said he conducted a mathematical analysis showing that the results in Fulton County, Georgia, can only have been done by an algorithm. He added that the probability of Biden's victory in the county was 1 over 10 to an exponent so large, there's not enough stars in the universe, there aren't enough atoms in the universe to explain that number. Business Insider says it's not clear where Solomon got his data set. And there he is right there, folks, going on at length in that interview. And the article says Dominion's lawsuit says Solomon is not an expert mathematician, but was in fact a convicted felon with no college degree. I don't care that he's got a has a degree or not, but convicted felon? The lawsuit adds that Solomon's current job was setting up swing sets in Long Island, New York. A spokesperson for Stony Brook University, with which Solomon said he was affiliated, previously told factcheck.org that he took several math classes over the course of 7 years at the school, but never received an undergraduate degree. A person who appeared to be Solomon was arrested in 2016 on drug-related charges and served 2 years in prison, Vice reported. And I've got the article right here I want to show you. Take a look at this. This is coming from Newsday, May 5th, 2016. And there he is. I've circled him. Edward Solomon. Right there. It just never ends, folks. You just can't make this stuff up. Dominion included these claims in a lawsuit filed Tuesday, today, against OAN, alleging defamation over election conspiracy theories and seeking over $1.6 billion in damages. Representatives for OAN didn't immediately respond to Insider's request for comment. So, folks, I don't blame them for coming back. I mean, they've got to defend themselves, and I hope they come out handsomely out of this, and I hope they get a huge settlement from these companies. And the fact that Lou Dobbs was fired, you know, it's going to get interesting as they kind of wade through the details on this. And I think you're going to see some big numbers come out of this in terms of a possible settlement. But it just goes to show you the length at which this bad information food chain perpetuated by lawmakers, reinforced by Newsmax, OAN, and Fox News. It was a whole ecosystem that they had churning out this information, one reinforcing the other, all the way up to the president. I mean, it was an ecosystem that was just fraudulent. And this company suffered as a result, suffered huge damages to their reputation. And I can't blame them. For going after their jugular on this, folks. It's going to be interesting. Till next time, thanks for tuning in.